how do we make sure we build capacity in other organizations, especially in water board and the private sector being water board? When you ask support from us, how do we help them and make sure to get a better sense of it? We have five of them here. Where we proactively identify the support and building capacity where it is required. Our second objective of people that might be deals with communities where we have been offering. Now we need to go beyond just within the legacy of water, but now we're moving to what we haven't done before, having a social pact, a social contract with community, and having that execution because of each project and each community where we are active. That's why trying to implement that and measuring the impact of that pact with each community is critical for us. Our perspective on internal business processes mainly deals with improvement and efficiency in how we actually manage the business from the business process perspective. There are key targets that we're focusing on. The first is to try and progressively implement social policies and ensure continuous improvement in how we do what we do. And that's what's critical. While we are not aspiring to have certification on ISO 19001 or 3000 environment, we are aspiring to the best practice is promoted and actualized in the way we have leveraged our business process. The second part of that objective is our IT system and improvement in certain ICT modules in our business. One of them is the project management system. Have we improved that? We have targets for that. Treasury management system, have we improved that? And the last one is CCA-wide enterprise and supply regulation. Having that implemented and integrated with our targets for insurance gain services. The final slide deals with learning and growth, where we have two key objectives. We've always been building capacity of projects and committees. We've always had internships, but we think that perhaps we need to actually move beyond just that and look at skills requirements across the sector rather than just the CCTA business. So going forward, we are hoping to actually have, or we're planning to, I'm not hoping, we're planning to have some understanding with other institutions where we leverage their resources and our resources and external resources from within and outside of Africa to make sure that we actually deal with the young trainees outside the normal practice of our business. The last part is that we realize that there are certain challenges in the sector. The job is still ongoing. The issue of how you finance the sector beyond just commercial projects. So we're planning to show that we can lead thoughts. We can have certain thematic tools and papers that we can actually use to address certain challenges in the sector beyond just our micro business. And that is our last objective. And we hope to have this address challenges in 3 to 8 levels. Chair, thank you. That's our scorecard for the civil information.
Chair, before we move from that to the actual project, I think it's important to mention to your colleagues that the government of South Africa has entrusted CCTA with managing the project NPC Highlands Water Project. It's a 27 billion rand project. We must mention that to date, that project has been paid every time without missing any installment. Our argument is that we're even moving towards tempering down on the issue one. We would have finalized the payment with that cash by 2022. We don't have any installment on the capital and management of this government to pay for those loans. That's the way. And I think for us, we have a higher budget because an environment, a political environment that is so full of power. We believe that that system has been government to make sure that that's a huge infrastructure is kept and managed as a going concern to take us up to the next phase of the airline. And now we will take you through our projects in terms of how we project the financial situation for them.
Thank you,
Chief.
I'm also
reminding
you that
thank you. ensuring that we have efficiency and effectiveness in all of our operations to support the strategy. We've looked also at integrating all of our IT systems, and specifically what we've been focusing on for the past year will be our supply chain, our procurement system, our finance system, and our HR system. Also, consolidation of the entire IT infrastructure. We've re-engineered our IT architecture to take care of that. And then also reinforcing the monitoring of IT capabilities. Looking then at the numbers, I think the central office shared, if you look at the significant components of our budget for the year, it's tariffs that we receive from our stakeholders via the department, and that tariff actually is the instrument that we use then to repay our debt. In terms of our running expenditure, that is our human capital cost, as well as our indirect cost that we incur, for example, on the sort of project, the strategic importance that we do, the royalties that we take in terms of the treaty, as well as the running cost of the commission. The finance charges, those directly relate to the cost of borrowing. So all of the mandates that we need to implement, the funding that we get from the market to be able to implement those projects has a cost in terms of the interest that's payable on that debt until the debt is fully repaid. Capital refinancing in that budget table refers to our loan repayments, our issues, etc. Big assets are just minor immovable assets within the organization. Capital expenditures is a big chunk of the budget, and that's actually talking to mandate or the mandate that we currently busy with and will be the actual capital expenditure for the project that we will be busy with in the next year. The total, the non-cash flow items basically refers to the whole, the entire budget is based on a tool base. That line item is basically then removing those items that do not need cash, for instance, you've got an inflation linked bond, so every year you have to increase that bond by the CPI. There's no cash that you need to keep, but you need to, when you repay bond, you need to take into consideration, you need to pay within an inflated amount. So what we do then is the bottom line on the table talks about the total fund requirement, that is actually cash based. So that is the cash that we would require. So in the 2016-17 year, we require 7.9 billion to fund all of our capital expenditure, our waste, and our operational costs. And that is the net after the tariffs that are received for that period. Chair, that's it in a very, very quick nutshell. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you, sir. Members, that appears to be your question. You mentioned in your introduction that members are still waiting for hearing that talk. You were mentioning in your study something about you may not have been able to them and so planning any problems. So what are your opinions you have to plan?
Can I answer that? The strategy is that we have to build them to finance infrastructure. But where we have communities,
what happened to our explains the breakup of the ancestors still underwater in those areas. That's it. The question I have about when I'm hearing the television. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I just want to ask a question on the Lesotho Island project, which ECTA is the funding agency. The estimated cost in 2007 was 6.6 billion rand for this project, and it would have been completed in 2019. The current cost is 22.9 billion, and it will only be finished in 2014. Already indicated that the HUD contractor has been appointed, a consultant engineer has been appointed on this project. If we see what the cost was when you estimated in 2007, it's 4,000 increase, and I don't know why. Can they give us an explanation why this project is being delayed? And if you still don't have a contractor on site nor an engineer on site, and this is as per a question that was answered on the 26th of February this year, the question that I've asked the minister, could you get an indication on the project? It's phase two.
Also, in terms of skill development, especially that you are doing more with engineers, which is part of the skills that you are calling yourself. What are you achieving to addressing this challenge? Moreover, we hear most of the time that most of our engineers are old age people. So as PCTA, do you also assist in terms of maybe in building engineers, because we end up with PCTA that doesn't have engineers and working with consultants, because most of the engineers now, they realize that they are so important that they go to be consultants. How do you assist in terms of skills development in the country? Also, in your area, that you are working in, for your last financial year, when you started telling us that here we think we have work to assist communities, that if somebody can come here with just a certain visa from the level of this, now are in this level. That's what I want to get here.
Discharging the environment. You also mean that human beings are part of that environment, you see, direct, you see. Then lastly, is I want to add on what my colleague has said when you were speaking about the scorecard, that you have a plan in building the capacity building skills for the young people. Is it now in progress, or is it still a plan? If it is in progress, do we have any that have, are in the market or are about to get into the market? And then, on the same question is, because you look at the skills, are you doing your own research as to come out your own research, which skills? Because we cannot keep producing any skill. We can end up having an abundance of one skill. Do you make your own research to ensure that this skill is the one that we may need in the future, so we don't have graduates that are idle from now? Thank you very much.
Ngibonge Thiago. Ngibonge ubu ikhulela phambi kwami. Nolanga mina okwami nje bekithi ngizolisho la. Ngoba khona la esasho khona ukuthi iqinisweni la sikhuluma ngabantu abaphefumulayo. Yeke silokhu angithandi lo mdavu kakhulu lezi kakhulukazi. Kunale nkinga yasehayizeni yadena engifuna bexoxe nayo engingazi ukuthi silayibhekela kanjani leyokuninza kwabantu labasuke bathele umfula futhi yedlule iyadema iya-offflowe mhlawumbe igcine sihambe siyongena umuzi yethu le hambe iyongena lapha laphayana kuthola ukuthi bayamenza abantu and baya babulalana abanayo baphonsele ukuthi ayikho nendlela enike ingayibheka lapho ukuthi silo mnyango banenzela ucaningo lami nebhajethi ukuthi likubilwe mhlawumbe ngocungo lizokhuzana likagesi lakhi lana nje ukuthi ungathi ma uphuka ngageni uhanover khona la umula oyinsingo ohlabekayo ozayo ubonayo ukuthi ungazuthi uyongena la ibhudlaba ngaphezulu khona inizila othola ukuthi shilani ekhasa ngaphonseka khona noma ngiyaphonseka kanjalo futhi kunabantu abajethela khona abangazisekho okunye kuyimandla mhlawumbe nje nakuthola udaba ngapha phezulu ukuthi kuyimandla kunodaba onyatisa igazi lalabantu abazuma ngokuthi amanzi abanawo abantu bakithi kakhulukazi sobagcina sebeyihamba bethatha i-chance sebeyowakha ethi kula madamu la madamu ayingeki ananezilwane imanje kule nyanga ngithi sikhulukona kunomama obulawe khona wakhonjungwa yingwenya eyokha amanzi empulini ukuthi isebe sengishaka engingasinika sona ukuthi labo bantu abanjalo bakhele lo ndawo bayavikeleka ayikho nendlela engingenza ngayo ibhajethi yokuthi nibe nendlela ukuthi nibadonsele amanzi laba bantu basemphakathini waphela nakho bayizabana amampompi ompompi njengabantu bashemalishiya babe nendawo amanzi abo nje niwafakayo ahlethi okwaziwa ukuthi akhoshilwazi ngoba bayaphela ingane zami. Okokugcina le kunale nto ebizwa ngesingisi kuthiwa i-crisis ngikhuluzwa umhlonisho la inkosi uCelekhulu kunale nto yokuthi thina sizozithandayo izinyanya zethu sikholelwa futhi kakhulu kona kunomdaba omdala kade ngangiphathisayo ngoba okunye ningasiba sikhuluma nje siyaphathiswa abantu abasehezeni yadena oba abashushwa abayinamandla bakabi nemizi obabe nemizi yakubo kunyamathuna kubo labo bantu imindeni nakodule kocele miningi engayibala laba labo bantu bayakhala bathi sitile abakakwazi ukuthola banikhezelele bakwazi ukuthi kushweleze kona ngoba singabona ezinye izinto sikhala ngazo speshe njengoba sesuhulumeni kakhulu kazi mnyama funeka sithi sikhale somiso sikhale ngezinye izinto sibe sale phansi siyobheka ukuthi yini inkinga eyimbangela yale nto esomiso lana. Kunabantu amathanga aphayana angaphansi lapha yasehezini yesen. Ngiyalwangenza kuyena lolwa lwasemsuku lokhu nanda dam. Nakhona kade lwaluphuma ko-cutting edge. So sengikhuluma nje ngehezini yasem manje. Ukuthi lezo zinto ninami njengoba nikhona futhi ngiyajabula nikhona imajorithi elihamba nani lapha. Kuthi yini eningayibheka ekugcineni gcina sekulimala abantu sihluke umuntu uyezwa kuthiwa sekuphonswe kumuntu thatha imbuzi thiyophonswa ukuze kutholakale isigcumu sakhe le nto akhuluma manje ngithi ngayibheka kanjalo futhi nale nto engikhuluma ngayo yileyo nto namzamu sibesiqinisanza senzela sokulaba abantu abaseduze wala madama abangaphokotheki ukuthi baphuze wona nibezela amanzi abo njabona.
To all the different that are before me, I'm just speaking about men being here, who are living here. Concerning health and health, there is a problem which I don't know as to how it can be taken. People drown in that game and treat each other and also throw one another in that direction, like in the place in Shungat, in here, Hanover game. I wonder if there can be a way of ending this game in order to protect our community. As I'm sitting now, there is a serious issue there in Wales, where a woman went to fetch some water from the river. And this man was attacked by a crocodile. Such that I just want to know as to what humanity can you give us in terms of protecting communities who end up putting themselves in a grave for the sake of getting water. Is there no other alternative that can be put in place in order to allocate some budget? These communities can be protected from dangerous elements by conducting dams for them. And lastly, there is something that is called a crisis. Around here, the near dam, there are families that are still complaining about the remains of their ancestors on which the near dam was erected. Others are still stranded, having no place to stay or to live through as a stream till today. I wonder if there can be any compensation that can be given to them. And what can you do to help rich people so that they are protected from all this dangerous situation? Thank you.
So we just to quickly look into the issue. Between SGA and also I'm aware that you are in the process of establishing an infrastructure agency. And we did the other day, the election and I also hear you talking about keeping the strategy, giving so staff members within, you know, your SGA. And just to prove what currently the government has. Are not even the duplication that is given the putting together of those things, whether it is one program or not. Whether or not you have already handed over, or you are still there, and whether within that construction unit, within the department or the CPA, you do not have that skill to operationalize the location, especially this led to a short term or long term. The issue relates even with the water resource commission. They are also doing something as well. So that is more
risk associated with it is one of the things that worry us as to whether or not you have missed a target as far as the long-term consumer is concerned. And especially also with your pollution water that comes from the Var River and its limited availability, especially as it relates to your long-term solution, it has to be a worrisome factor. You saw those stories, people saying, by year 2017, 2018, the dangers are going to be such that the water levels are going to be, unmanageable. Whether by that time you shall have had your long-term solution in place. Whether those changes are real or imagined, it is something else that we are really keen. As an agenda member, I would imagine that at some point we really need to make another visit on the specific one, especially related to AMG, having to see as to, also beyond the base itself, areas where the water levels are, so that we have a better sense of ourselves.
Thank you very much. Yes, it is true that the AMG is different. We believe that the short-term strategy that we have checked it is in hand. And I think we are very much aware that Cabinet has issued a timetable for long term, and the taking is to really constructive. We have made our own contribution to the minute in terms of view, in terms of how that matter can be dealt with and handled, including the issues of how you can drive with new plans over time. The other matter, which is a fact, is that we have been in driving this kind of plans for that to go over time, because our government are learning how to deal with that kind of switches, the kind of technology that we can require. As we stand now, we focus stronger on the HGF issues and the reverse osmosis argument, which is going to move the federation forward. That can be debated. But what we believe is that over time there will be lessons learned out of all sorts of technologies and knowledge that will come through. But we believe that what we're doing now, that this thing is happening, but it is effective, we're saying that it may not be highly sustainable over time. That's expensive when you're also using fresh water to dilute acidification. But we hope your visit will also find quite a bit of improvement on institutionally how trying to deal with the matter, and also how we're setting up processes to go forward in terms of supporting the sanitary system in education. The other letter, I just wanted to mention to honorable members that at CCTA we haven't dealt with Ezra and Virginia, but there's a lesson that we have applied in dealing with a recent dam in AZN where we dealt with issues of credit and the respect of the ancestors, and also dealing with what communities' interests are in dealing with credit. The dam that we just finished building, Spring Grove, we spent a lot of resources, Chair, to try and understand and move grains to the satisfaction communities. We have also asked communities for any cultural activity that will make them feel better, and also guide us in terms of how we can deal with the matter, so that by the time the dam is fully operational, no one who's got any problems about the grains nor the ancestral requirements in dealing with the matter. We have done every cultural activity. We have started, given the opportunity to communities to also do their own ceremonies, because it's important in terms of our understanding and how we partner with communities in dealing with that. Subamuni, we have left houses in Moyo, 42 houses. And those houses, we realized here that even houses also is not enough. We have to couple that with interpolation. Otherwise, the houses end up being leased up, and communities move to the periphery and find alternative houses when they have their own houses. And the houses end up being used for rental, which is going to go down the line for them to have a little bit of energy. So in the Moy River area, we have delivered the houses. The next stage is to help them build aquaculture. The food fish in that area, hopefully they can look at fish farms. Which will assist them through a municipality in the area with the mayor, with the council, and making sure that there are jobs being created and people wishes to have housing and employment can be fulfilled so that it's not that they are. So that for us is a successful one, recently. Historically, we build houses. We build villages in Cape Town. I think it was 6,000, 80 houses. We build houses in Sobebana after the Lesotho Highlands 1, about 42 of them. But we're also learning that just living in a house because we have moved community is not enough. We need to live a set of employment. The young people that we tend to work with, we have in the past 3 years came close to 30 young people, of which probably close to more than half of that we employed them in the past year within our own group. For example, deploy them in projects in our finance management. But others, we link them to the companies that work. Construction companies may take the opportunity to employ them. But others choose to, after finishing their degrees, that they want to explore the opportunities elsewhere. We allow for that to work, and also help them where we can for them to find employment elsewhere. We have partner schemes at CCTA. So we also believe that the partner scheme is not enough. Maybe we also need to look at maybe college programs rather than graduate degree programs that we can also strategically follow. We also now thinking of having our own kind of technical institution that can support. Whether it's virtual, but we must be able to build young engineers from the high school kind of mentality to understand that water is also a career that you can be involved in. Engineering, financing, water, and so on. That's what we're moving toward now. And that's what we're making that we will do. What I know about securing infrastructure, interesting enough, in the past 3 months we've been discussing with our own board, including the GG, around how do you secure these infrastructures that we build? Because communities find these facilities, and they also want to go either in swim or play or do other things. So the state, in a way, has an approach that it has to secure the infrastructure so that the access to the infrastructure is permitted by a person who's got authority to do that. Here in Cape Town, we fence the access. Somebody has to allow communities to go there. But in some instances where some of these security structures that are falling or can be stolen, I think those need to be managed and make sure that that is better. Can I ask you to answer that?
Thank you, the issue of the Lesotho Islands water project might be a talk around cost. It is so that there's a cost increase substantially. We had a situation where there was a feasibility study, and there were certain cost estimates that were made in the feasibility study, and I think the base date for those costs were about 2008. And then as the project progressed, we had further updates of that project. The most recent update that we've seen, which I think was fairly alarming to everybody that had it, including TCA, because TCA is responsible for the funding of the cost, and we're not responsible for management of the cost. The cost is actually managed by LSTA, which is a city-based organization, and TCA is a sister organization. Now, we've actually asked our colleagues from the city and the RSA, the RSA delegation and the RSA, to do an analysis of what are the main contributing factors. Let's say that 2% of the issues that contribute to 80% of the problem. And from that exercise, we came to realize that the escalation due to the labor is probably the biggest contributor to reducing the cost. Because every year that you delay the cost, the whole case of shifts out by a year, and if you take into account the changes in the contract over the last year, and how that impacted on the capital costs that are imported from the city, that also contributes in large extent to reducing the cost. In terms of the progression of costs, the way that TCK is also in the game, I was just going to say today, we get feasibility studies, which is actually a study of options. So it is not a true cost of what project could have cost. It's a relative cost to another project in order to identify the preferred option or the most beneficial from a cost point of view. And then what normally happens is you get a, you point a project management unit or you, like the LHC and the state, you point a project management unit, and then they have further stab at the cost based on a best fact. So it's not a detailed design. It's basically just having a look at the cost, it's a dynamic feasibility study, and maybe reviewing the components and see if it's complete. And then you get a third phase where you actually appoint the designer. And then the designer actually does the design and they do a reboxing of the main component. And then finally, you actually go out to tender. And this is where the market now prices. As the Honourable Member says, we're not there yet. So it is still a risk and an uncertainty on what the final cost is going to be unless you get to the stage where you go out and tender. So at this point in time, we now have the best study that is done by the government. Now there has been, according to my assessment of the people that we've seen, pretty conservative, they put in a large contingency on this. But we can't fault the cost estimate at this point in time, and we have to basically include the estimate that was reported by the project management at this stage. So we believe that it's a reasonable cost estimate.
Thank you, sir. Maybe to end up with the issue that the chairperson raised around the field and the cost of notification. There is a challenge generally at this point in time in the sector itself. Government may not have adequate engineering project management and other technicians. And I think probably if we reach that stage where the agent is consolidated from the institution, I think most of the skills that we have will find a home be able to contribute for the implementation of the infrastructure. The reality is that if we look at the environment now, the last number that were put on the table is that the water sector may require close to a trillion rand to implement or refurbish or build new infrastructure, which means that you need a huge capacity of engineers and other technicians to be able to do that. And I think whatever skills that we have between two chairs and the department should be able to possibly support any type of question.
Thank you.
Do you
have a follow-up question?
Yes, thank you very much. Honourable, the Khan's question, you correct that the Minister answered or responded to the issue of the TCK. In his response, and I'm looking at the response now, provided to me by my colleague Shoki, there was an explanation given around the feasibility study was dated around 2007, and then that cost was about 6.6 billion, but it did not include contingency, escalation, same delay, fluctuations, and so forth. Mr. Grassman has been alluding to that. I think Jefferson will also understand that the project is based on a treaty between the two countries, and the treaty is the political arrangement that that emanated from the reception of this. I think that the expected date of delivery was given as December 2024. I think we have to be alive to the fact that there are these kind of challenges that when we are dealing with a major project or a mega project of this nature. So I think that, but in Mr. Gosson's question, the minister did allude to some of the reasons why there was this original cost escalation. And I think that was augmented by what Mr. Clausen raised. So the department is fully cognizant of this very, very sensitive topic of relocation of families when we are building dams. So we had the experience of many of these dams. The last one was the Bukov dam. And obviously the department is not experts on the east, on cultural matters. So we consulted the South African Heritage Resources Agency and the traditional leadership around how we repatriate the graves and how do we compensate for that. But it's a very sensitive matter. The compensation is the one aspect. The way in which you do it through a dignified process. The Heritage Resources Agency is an expert that guides us in this matter. So if there were some lapses or some mistakes that we made in doing this process, then we will obviously learn from those mistakes. But the important thing is that we must be mindful of the dignity attached to this process. It must be conducted in a consultative way that takes into confidence the community that is affected. And we try to deal with this with the expert process. The issue of compensation is also not, you know, not just compensating in terms of others. You have to cater for the cattle. You have to cater for all the crops that made up. So there are lots of cultural sensitivities and traditional things that we have to consider. So we have learned some mistakes. We have learned from some of the mistakes of the past. But we are as Mr. Lowe was saying, we have done a better job around how we deal with the spring program. But Hazelmere and Hanover, the fencing, Markala will deal with it. I think it is probably a move Jenny who is dealing with it. I will make a call to look at what is there. The Belmont episode, the sad story of the lady who was attacked by crocodiles, we will have to actually get a report from that one and make sure that we can probably put some kind of wire fencing. So the last question here I want to raise is the issue of the TCTA and the construction unit. As the DG alluded to in last week's briefing, the issue of the National Water Infrastructure Agency goes back to the time or the beginning of the National Development Plan. Since we've become the Department of Water and Sanitation, we now have to look at a Water and Sanitation Infrastructure Agency. So the minister is looking at what is the correct model, what is the appropriate model that we will roll out to this agency. And it will be a process, it will involve change management, it will involve a whole lot of things, but I think we would like to come and present that to the committee at the later stage, given it's part of the institutional reform and realignment program. But right now, if you speak about the agency, it is still a process, it's a working process, and obviously the department would like to come back to the DG and take the committee into confidence about how we're going to deal with the process. Because we'll be dealing with one body, we'll be dealing with unions, we'll be dealing with all sorts of things that is there. But the idea is that we're giving effect to the National Development Plan in terms of having an infrastructure agency for dealing with water and service. Thank you, sir.
Chairperson, I don't disagree with what you are saying. My concern is that politics
of costing the ratepayers money. This project is now being delayed to 2024 to use that water in Southend. Now, I would like to take you back to, I want to take you to the Tangier, where you indicated that we don't have the skills. We've got a dam built construction unit that's already taken site on Tangier. That being stopped. I've been there on oversight 2 weeks ago. Such establishments have been done. The applicant has been appointed as a consultant engineer. It's a 2.2 billion rand project, and I guarantee you now we will not finish that project in less than 3 billion rand. Because they missed the season, beginning to a raining season. Being an applicant has given an indication it's going to take them 8 months to draw up the tender documentation for the project on the size of it. That will take them into next year. Once we got our people on site, they were busy excavating to do the copper dam on the one side, it's been stopped. Because the minister wants a contractor on site, because apparently they cannot do the job, which is not true. Now, you have mentioned that we are getting into 1 trillion rand in the next 10 years to get our facilities in a good standard. This is just becoming expensive for us, and politics are the main reason why we've got these delays. If you've done estimation in 2007 at 6.6% and let's say it was 6.6 billion, then it must still be 10 billion rand with escalation. Now it's down 24 billion rand. And when you can start with this project, it's going to be on 6 billion rand. It's going to be financed. You could go and get the money, and we could have paid for that money. So what happens? We could get less money to maintain our infrastructure at the end of the day. Because of politics in place. And that's unfair to the ratepayers in South Africa. And that's what is my concern. Is this delaying tactics, there's a good example in St. William. I know the lease price expansion. I went on oversight with officials. I asked them all of these questions. They couldn't answer me. They said, rather ask the DG or the minister those questions. Either they were not allowed to answer me those questions, or they didn't have the answer. And I think the most, they don't have an answer. They don't know what the loss is going to be. They don't know why it's been stopped. So politics should not interfere with the department when the projects are stopped by the minister. You can still let them go on with their work, and if they need subcontractors that need to assist them, get them in. But when I ask the question, are these people going to work for the subcontractor or the contractor being appointed, or are the contractors going to work for the department? They don't know. They don't know how they're going to mingle this, but there's a decision taken that construction unit will not go ahead with that project until there's a contractor on site. It's costing us money. And it's costing us a hell of a lot of time.
Now,
what's your question? He mentioned that politics was the Sotho and South Africa. Is interfering with completion of the project. But eventually it's you that's going to get the money and you've got to fund it eventually.
And for sure, I mean, obviously those are things that are beyond our control. And these are the dynamics that are taking place for the system. It meant having to, we all want options that are in place. I don't even think now whether we could have any element to take that is included. I don't know. At one point when we were planning to go there, we were told that we were looking for a committee that deals with water. And then we were told at that time that there was no government that said that it established those countries. So those are the kind of issues that that you deal with. You want to respond to this? This is all about you still looking issues, unless you are taking to the
call.
So that I put to Amato is a band now, I buy family there for family to let you in and you. And no matter the father is tired of the push by the house to start up with. Let's have a seven seven and the government in the school.
Thank you, sir.
Lastly, I just want to I'm going to invite the Department of Housing and Environmental Assets as well as Department of Energy, following the recommendation for the houses that have no children, that have no electricity. And the other I am directing this question to our teacher and the policy and our school and help us and the system.
Okay, let's say that is food for thought. Who advocates harnessing new DDGs or environmental compliance? Who in charge of an entity, including the name and all of the entity?
In
the absence of any kind of questions, you want to respond in just a minute?
No, thank you very much. I take it into the opportunity. Follow the guidance that you were given. I cannot recall whether it was the strategy group meeting, a joint decision. Actually, contacting your head advice. Let's say Department of Water and Sanitation and Human Services and both strategies in meeting pertaining to this matter, regarding the specific issues that the Honorable Member has raised. A report that he prepared yesterday, the actual net for the DG myself and the new DG of Human Settlement, the DG of Cultural Information, but in essence, we were meeting with the committee director that we have been given to look at some of the issues that the Honorable Member is raising. We consider what the hindrances are and we agree to the decision of the court taking consideration. That is an example
So an example of this, has also reflected on is a very important factor that I remember this issue is a person, and we look at what the specific responsibilities are of all time conversation or mandated to do in collaboration with central and the same as COFSA level a particular role to play in improving the situation. Thank you, Chair.
Now that you have paid for your coming through here, does that cut up that into your page? It was nice to be supported that you introduce yourself and quickly renew, so that you get know.
Not going to choose which, because in my thought I was introduced before. My name is Nodra Dissata. I'm the new DTG for PMU at the Department of Sports and Communication. I'm also responsible for corporate planning and strategy. I'm also responsible for operational support and certification. And I'm also responsible for transformation, ensure that we give effect to the mandate that the Minister has given us, to ensure that in the work that we do, in the work of FEFA, we begin to do our work to remember the individual that we just invited in the past, and ensure that we actively ensure that people with disadvantages, women, young children, people living with disabilities, also benefit and are skilled properly. So those are the five functions I'm responsible for. I'd like to visit the department on the 1st of February, and I moved from the Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation. Thank you.
And PU shall be a progressive men's union.
The program management unit is essential about ensuring that we coordinate all of the programs of the department.
And that gets to the summary of what has been presented to us. At the end, the question is made. Having said all what you have said, how will that assist that person out there, ordinary person, to improve his or her life through your budget?
Thank you, Chairman. I think it was a very good question. If you look at our vendor chain in all of our projects, we do touch ordinary people very well implementing the project. The foothold of the project is happening in more labor, patient funding, farm clinics. So saying that all the people who are taking patients are farm clinics must work on the project. Secondly, if they're affected by the project must give them jobs first before anybody else comes into the project. And thirdly, in terms of skilling, they must be skilled by the project. And lastly, where we can, if there's other benefits that are involved, like forming partnerships to create jobs, the patient 12 farm one community will be part of that. That's what we try to do here, and make sure that all the companies that we partner with believe a very strong partnership. For example, I go back to the movie that process. Communities there have asked for community partnership. So we want to help them build this. And some of the contribution come from the construction companies without adding any value on the price of the project. Because at the end of the project they are also leaving some kind of contribution. More than anything else, Chair, we become active in that partnership until we believe that whatever we have contributed in that community benefits the community and is utilized strategically for the empowerment of the community. That's what I could say at this point in time. So, but we believe going forward with this intrapreneurial approach that is being taken, we'll live with it much more of a better impact rather than perhaps Facebook. But we leave entrepreneurs there and leave them strategically the market that they can sell their products. If people like the fish farming, then we get a good negotiation with humans, either in retailer or that community, so that those products can come in the first place. That's what we're committing on there. Hopefully, we can form partnership with them around the
Members, I tell you, we are done. The only now to the two first minutes and 10 minutes. I think you would have loved to have from the beginning. Obviously, that you have. We have a small
to the small venue that we have. Which means effectively that others have come through, others have to leave, give way for the rest, expect us to come before us. We shall, without waiting of time, hand over to Jose, who will comment on it. Take us through, and then we shall be here.
Thank you. have some palm wine and some other people there, I mean, from the store.
the National Development Plan. This has been put in the table to indicate which aspect of our research is seeking which aspect of the National Development Plan. I said that our activity strategy is that of the GWA as well as the NDC and then the government of the water that we share. Moving on, we do this, but we have some threats as well. They include the non-familiarity with the application for water use licenses, water resource pollution, pressure from the fluid leaking and spilling into our water resources. This is a very serious health risk for us. IDC, the Integrated Development Plan for the municipality, used to interact with them all the time to give advice how they do it. But sometimes the municipality will bypass us, or maybe some of our pieces of advice might be ignored, and then they do some development. Like now, we hear that there is going to be a settlement in next year, Crocodile River, on the N4. And when this happens, because there is no service plan, water is really in the community becomes a big problem, and then the river will get into the water, and we get polluted water from the municipality, which will be exported down to the country as well. And these are some of the very that will come up. We set up a new committee to look at getting all the stakeholders together to contribute towards the new dam in the proper catchment. It's a well-known but nationally publicized that the one currently we are telling that we have a crisis up there, and if we do not develop new infrastructure for storage, we try to be very, very good for them. And so we do all these things with some kind of financial support, and that's why I talk about our budget. If we go down to 2016-17 budget, the medium-term framework, we will see that our employee-related costs, goods and services, repairs and maintenance, capital outlay, and then our board fees, everything put together will give us about 79 million for the 2016-17 financial year. The 2016 is 26 million, so it's only about 3 million higher. If you look at the percentage, it's not that much because we are almost there. We are reaching our capacity, that component. That's why the increase is not reaching that much. And when we look at the source too, we get some money from the sector, and then we get from the water treatment account. That is the water that is zero, the water utility for that. And if I compare the 2016-17 budget to the 2015-16, we have a slight increase, like I indicated earlier, employee-related costs, we have about 3% increase. Goods and services, we have 12% increase because we have to acquire furniture for the institute and the new staff that we have got. Then for our repairs, capital, everything is going down because if you have the strategy in place, we will not need to have new assets to bring into maintain, and that's why we have to decrease. And with the governing board also decreasing the amount they spend, they decided to help cut costs. So that's what we have now. So we're going to have 1% decrease in the board fee, 30% decrease in the capital, the 9% decrease in the repair and maintenance, 12% increase in the goods and services, and 3% increase in the employee costs.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
when I make a oversight business, that is still not, it's not assisted. It's not assisted. And I came to you in November, I came to you in December, spoke to you telephonically, nothing at all. That's it for me. That's the thing, still complaining. For 5 years. Recently, there have been interruption in Amazon. Water interruption. When we make some interventions, what told dams are, the dam that is providing is dry now. Is dry now. The chairperson, you know, the one question that you asked from the RISD, which has been alluded to by one of our colleagues.
Yeah.
But you know, in the location, water will dry up. They say the water in the dam has dry up. But water in the white suburbs will keep on going on and without it drying up. The dam does not dry up. But in the location, the water dries up for some days. Luckily, I'm not in that. So is there any disparity between black and white? Because white, no, we always get white. The black running out of water. And what is the plan to make sure? Because I was told there was this issue of spills in the dam, and nothing have been done to assist the municipality to do this. The issue of the water pollution on slide number 11, you say this. The most of the dams are polluting the water. But there are children who are not here to get your crash here. Who was solutions? You want to give us solutions. And what you do, you are finding you so that you can give us options. How do you want to deal with those things? Now you are crying with you. We want that condition to be finished. How do you enable it? And then, thank you,
it reminds me of the scenario in Montana. It was a question about one area going to another area for our claim. You know, in Montana, I'm told that the pipe from a former white suburb that goes to the township. In the event, there's a pipe from the township into the former white suburb. In the event, water dries up in the former white suburb. But the other way around, don't have it. It's a very funny setup. I'm just wondering whether you have any scenario of that nature, when it gets dry somewhere, else it does not get dry. The I was keen on the other, in that story you were talking about, it should be talking about your typical reservoir. But I'm more interested in the number this time around in your budget. On page 8, it is talking about goods and services, where in cell phone charges, there is also the cell phone contract. But those figures budgeted for in this financial year. For the charges, it's about 130,000, and in your contract, it's about 242,000. And at the same time, we're talking about telephone costs and that line, a figure of 315,000 rand. I couldn't understand what it meant by charges and contracts. And then
supposed to be very much inclined towards energy savings, but the figure keeps going up. That part leaves a lot to be desired. And I'm also looking at the legal fee, whether these are contracts. And again, the figure keeps going. But what would be most is a figure of rental figure that keeps going up. I'm just wondering myself if you make that payment of 4 million rand per annum. What stops you from building or owning or buying? It's quite a lot of money. Your accommodation is at 820,000 rand projected in this financial year, currently 7. And then also, whether it has to do with the new stuff that has just arrived, looking at the computer and the equipment, and I hear some about some new furniture that is coming. I just thought, let me just raise those few. And the last, of course, page 70, I don't know, I still have to be schooled about the relationship between board-related costs and board stipends. Whether I'm talking about printing of, you know, board tax, that would come up to 459,000 rand. And how many board meetings do you have to honor?
On the first component that with the arrival of the, I think, capital goods, how many employees do you have as an organization?
Now we are about 70. So,
So what we have done is he had a problem with his rate. He was not paying his rate.
and then the delegation board was contesting it. So we have arranged with the department, and it's great, and I'm not sure head out. So that's one thing we have done, but we haven't gotten the report back. So we have helped him in that one. What we are doing to make sure that there is no conflict again is during the verification. But we prioritize that case because you came in there. We are doing the verification validation to find out whether the Mr. Horse, the other farmer, has got a legal authority for the damage that he has caused. And I want to finish the investigation before I can come up with the report. That's why you have a report. Interruptions and water supply, the chairman has said on that one. It's a good of the services and services is a municipality water issue. The infrastructure association, we have talked to the infrastructure branch of the Department of Water and Administration to look at how this will can. So it's taking themselves out of the water and usage of the IUCN and that's why we're talking to the Department of When it comes to water pollution, this is the problem. The department is working together. It's non-compliant by mostly the municipalities, and sometimes last year in our report I talked about things to put to court. Some of the sewage plants are faulty, and the people give them directly to correct. They say we haven't got money. We've taken our fight to put to court from that case on those particular issues. And because we haven't got prosecutors who are all well-versed in pollution issues, water resource issues, we are not able to all the time proceed. And that is why we are all the time in lead with the department when it comes to compliance issues. Yeah. Then when it comes to this one stops you from buying a property instead of fishing. That's a very good question. And we will call it over it. Like the person was saying, now we have gotten the go ahead to purchase one, but it's received obviously, which we are going ahead to do. And then the person talked about this bad thing as well. We are negotiating. We'll do the same for next week of week as well. I think that we are seeing that the third person talked about. I want the same to.
Thank you.
in to stop it, because it's in that area that, you know, it's not easy to stop the land from a particular person or any area. So we are looking for them to do the municipality for them. And then, and the second intent, that's our telephone line. We separated the land from the fixed land park and all your internet lines, those big lines that are anchored for under there. Under the board related cost, we separate the two because the board tightened to the shipping fee. So we separated that because there's policy guidance on how much each board member is purchasing.
And how much?
It's according to the Treasury Director, sorry, S1, which is more or less between 3,000 and 4,000 for system integration. And we meet the directors on that. Also, we get a training with the SP on a monthly basis now. So the board related costs, we, instead of breaking it down too much, we cut everything in, which includes charge and accommodation, where we can see the change and the charge and accommodation. So we cut everything to board related costs to show the difference.
Are you saying you help some of the board members on a chain? Not sitting.
Not sitting. Basically, how it's calculated is the total directors from the department. It's a monthly fee. If they sit, it comes from the monthly cost. If they do, it's for the fair. So it's basically broken down into monthly payments for a meeting that is scheduled to take place.
And how many things?
There's four board meetings. And from that, we have two committees of the board, which is the executive committee of the board, as well as the board economic support. All of this is included in the board related, on the board side. We have eight board members.
Is that the right policy? Having to have your board members on a retainer, monthly retainer thing?
I don't know about
retainer.
Yeah, we don't call it a retainer fee. Sorry, you don't, the minister has issued a directive saying that they're not supposed to, the board has kept it at about $1.2 million. Per year, so they're not allowed to spend more money than 1.2 million. And we've also given a direction to say that there won't be more than six board meetings per year. And that's in it. Because initially there were also about four committees, supplemented, and we cut that down to two, the risk and the executive one, so that it can contain the cost of the board meetings. And we use that aligned to national treasury regulations that's under treasury, I think it's 0.2.
And where is that
regulation? It's on the national treasury regulations, which is part of the supplement regulation.
Okay, that is not what the speech. Do you have any issues raised? I'm frankly not happy with that.
We can email you the directive and how it's aligned to the national treaty and regulations. We will send that to my dear.
Now, so far, how are the boards and other people in the run? They are run on the basis of a key pair system. Now, when I hear you talking about a retainer pollinator,
It's not a retainer. It's just a system. But these are monthly payments. Well, just, I mean, they set up how they want to allocate the money. They don't, you know, they've got a certain budget and they've, so if they process of the budget allocation, they do. I'm not sure how they're paid, but, you know, we've given them a minimum or a maximum that we've seen and how also directed them how many meetings they can have.
I think the misnomer of calling it a retainer
creates the expectation that people are the finding that they are getting the reading now from the national registry regulation and the comments that we provide to you, which says that all board members will take a fixed component equal to 16 hours a month to cover the basic four duties. This amount shall be referred to as site and be calculated on the applicable hourly rate. And any hours exceeding the 16 hours covered can be changed. So you will not envisage them sitting more than that. And also the important thing is that we have to cap the hours, or else the board cost becomes too exorbitant. So we capped it for the institution of this size, which are members of the board, mostly the local people, and then we capped it not more than 1 million, but 1.2 million. So it is, as I've explained, we'll provide you with a written answer and a copy of the National Treasury Regulation. But I think the use of a retainer can create problems, but it's not a retainer, and neither do we apply it.
Okay. It's because an assumption can be created that even if any of the board members does not attend, but that person is guaranteed.
Thank you very much. I think it is very important that you have your own information. If you don't have the information, you will keep asking those questions and it will create you to something that maybe you are correct in something. So we must have that information. Even that thing, send us to us. We are not a question, it's an order. Yeah, but some people put it that way. It's an order, it's an instruction, whatever those things. And I'm also dedicated with children. They said everything. Okay, so I did come to your office. You see, they educated me, received an answer. I do come to your office. It was once, but I'm not working there. I don't want you to stay. And then, I don't know, actually the record is not. You see, I don't know what the record is. But I want to assume that they also do our visits, oversight visits. I presume some of their corporations, I don't know. You see, when we visit these places, you might also look at the terms that support. Or sometimes even they don't support terms around the region. In Pumalang, if you place where I think the two rivers, Queen's River and the Ebner's River, where water just flows, we have crystal clear water, which you can also use, as I said, nature. You see, sometimes we blame nature for nothing. There, nature has not paid for. There's a lot of water there. I'm from that place. So if you can go and check there, maybe you can also suggest an egg on my car that another day must be cleared to augment the one that is more. That's what I meant for 80,000. I was meant for 80,000 people, that one. But now the community has grown almost to 25,000. You see, so you see what growing, that water is also growing. On the issue of optimism, Mr. Marcel, yes, you have tried, to answer. I even spoke to the DDG about this. You spoke to the person even yourself, even yesterday. You said, no, that issue has not been dealt about well. I think DDG, you even confirmed to me that the three terms are not diverse. They're not diverse. If I speak to the national person and say, no, that the way I'm in the local, you say, hey, what's here to? What is it to take 40 kilometers from their place to Palazzo? I'm talking to the person who's almost 400 kilometers away. 400 kilometers away can get information. Ah, they cannot accept that. Please deal with those issues. They must not be discounted there. When it can be another way telling you, asking you the same thing. Tomorrow we are there, fixing all things. But what if a black person said, talking, hey, you become chameleons, walk slowly than ever, even the chameleon can walk. But please, it has been for 5 years, now I have said it's almost now 6 months or 3 months that I have spoken to you, nothing has happened. I must be the first. the other was Kuruman apartment. There was Kuruman apartment. So we're not begging you, we're telling you, we're praying you. It's my request with all other things that we have said there. Thank you very much. We are right now. And we will be right now. See, that's good. What is going on? Thank you very much.
Okay. That should be it. You want to make a quick comment?
On the follow-up, also just to hear the answer that Madam Gunu has asked me that there's a question that the teachers are going to give to the family, and you asked the question that this one also affecting. So I didn't hear anything answering the question.
I'd like to move to the point.
Okay, that's it.
Honourable Manuleka raised a question about the department's role in oversight and leading the regulatory aspects pertaining to the threats and what is the relationship. So the department is the regulator. The department sets the standards, the norms, etc. And then the department has also a component dealing with enforcement, dealing with pollution control, etc. But we are working very closely with the catchment management agency. So what we have is a relationship. The difficulty lies in how do we deal with that relationship with local government. Local government being over the state. So if we keep issuing directives to them, threaten them with criminal prosecution, it can not lead to an outcome where the problem will be fixed, because they would say there is no money. So part of the whole work would be to look at reviewing the grants given to municipalities and then supporting municipalities. But where the municipalities, despite us supporting them, continue to pollute, to continue to not maintain and operate the wastewater treatment works, then there has to be a punitive element or an approach in terms of the criminal justice system, etc. Now, the two CMAs that we have today, Nkwati Usutu, and I remember in one of the previous meetings they even asked us what is the meaning of this. But we are saying that this Nkwati Usutu and Breda Corps are listed public entities. They are listed separate from the department or from the water trading entity. They report in terms of the reporting arrangement directly. This committee has oversight of them. The minister is the shareholder and executive authority of this. The board is the accounting authority and the CE deals with the operations. So the relationship of these two. Now, when Minister Mulewa was still the Minister of Water and Environment, there was a decision taken to rationalize 19 water management areas into 9 water management areas. And each water management area is having a catchment management agency. So some the two that we have established and the 7 that we are in the process of establishing. So ideally, when we are finished, we will have 9 of these agencies dealing with water resource management at local level. That's the ideal situation. We'll benchmark it nationally, internationally, etc., to have the catchment management agencies as the appropriate model. It's in our department legislation, it's in our department policy. What is the concern of the minister is not to have a proliferation of too many entities which are working at cross purposes and not complementing each other. So that part, we are doing a functional analysis of all the entities. But what we have come out with is the conclusion that the water, the catchment management agencies are the best suited entities to be able to establish that. And they are listed in terms of the PFMA, so they account for their resources to the PFMA. So I don't think the confusion is that the water trading entity does fund the partially the catchment management agencies, but the important aspect is to make them self-sufficient so
so that they're able to then collect the revenue from the users, and that is what we are working on in terms of the rollout of the support. So they have like a SAP implementation, that is the accounting collection software that we apply. So the idea is to make them self-sustaining and self-sufficient and be responsible for the catchment, but the department has oversight and the report to them. So if we look, for example, in a futuristic scenario of how the department might look and go ahead with the agency, then we may not have the water trading entity as part of the department any longer. Because the agency envisages two components. One that will deal with the funding and finances, and the other one that will deal with the construction. So I think I'll try to cover the answer in myself. But Chairperson, just while I have the floor, we are exploring a exciting opportunity with SALSA in terms of how catchment management agencies are able to support local governments and assist them in water resource management. We'd like an opportunity to come and present that and showcase that, and perhaps if you come to do the site visits, no site visits to one of these or both of these catchment management agencies, you'll experience our interaction with local governments. Thank you, sir.
I'm worried about the water that illegal water it's not only a matter of talking for much. Even yet, with the greater question, with the streaming of water, yes, actually, you also mentioned and that's a matter that resides firmly in your office.
We'll give you a report.
Okay, any further issues? I think that should be fine. Thanks for that. I just need to tell you the
we still have data for some of us.
Okay. I dearly would have loved each and every option to remain, but it was a space so small.
But I think this is the reason. There are two people.
There are two people. You should have come. You should have come. It's not a matter of
coming to the same time.
Thank you. Okay, just going to the this being our last session on Nadia, it was a very long day. I must confess, I don't foresee us spending this much time tomorrow. Also that we have only the button. But I can also mention that this time that we have to happen will be more than enough. What time is it? 9:30 and we're around the last time. So it's 3 hours. There is the space outside. Welcome. Apologies that we are meeting a small group. Maybe not be able to benefit from other entities. Ideally, would have loved for all of us to visit one another, benefit, and we move forward having been able to get a sense of the trend that other entities would have been through. Nkomati also who has left us to recognize some of them and others to leave us. So, glad you are coming. Without waste of time, the aircon is functional, so that noise outside, which we thought we would have to open the door, as the noise subsides. Without waste of time, We promise not that tomorrow the situation is going to be different. You can move with feet.
Chairperson, may I introduce the delegation from Radio Corps? There is an apology from the chairperson, Mr. Haman, and the deputy chairperson, Mr. Nisi. Mr. Haman is not well, and Mr. Nisi has another engagement which couldn't get out of. The delegation is led by Mr. Buttalesi, who is our cousin, who lives here in the Western Cape, and by Sanele Ngoma, who is the chief financial officer, and Mr. Jan van Stalen, who is senior water management resources person. So without much further ado, Chairperson, I'll hand over to Mr. Buttalesi to take us through the presentation, given and the time permission to get to you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, for the introduction. To start my presentation, it is important to emphasize that our vision is quality water for all and forever. To keep our water management together. Why is it important to ensure that quality water for all remains in our vision? Because the value that is placed on our water is both economical as well as social. Because in order to make sure that the social development water plays a major role in our area. My presentation will be informed by our eight strategic priority areas. The first one is water resource planning. The way we normally define it is more on forward planning, such as coming up with plans to resource the long-term planning of water resources in our area. The second one is water use management. We talked about the day-to-day management of water use, such as water management and so on. The most important one, too, is institutional and stakeholder relations. In terms of the initial functions of the CA, actively engage all the water users in the particular area, and this becomes our specific objective. The next one is water allocation reform. Considering the cost of our
happens, we need to promote redress initiatives whereby water allocation is given to those people who have been taken down by the previous season. That is part of course, nation policy, that is also part of our strategic project. And most important one, water resource protection, how to protect the resources so that it continues to remain proceeding, but it continues to derive socio-economic benefits as well as ecological benefits of our water management area. The next strategic objective is information system. We believe that we are organizations that are living in the information area, so investment in IT is quite an important exercise, and the next one is quality support, which involves human resources as well as the financial aspect, and the last is being accompanied to a government by board, and also the objective is management and governance. I think it is important to say all of these was formulated not for ourselves only, because we're an organization that works with the local people on the ground who tend to participate in our structure, and some of it flows from that end. I think with the introduction of our catchment management agency over the past 8 years, we have seen an interest in the management of water resources by ordinary people, starting from the informal settlements, formal settlements, and farming communities who get involved to ensure that all our rivers are taken care of. Hence, under water resource planning, we, in this financial year, we shall develop our catchment management strategy, which is the forward planning that says in the next 20 years, how do we see the management of water resources in our area? The beauty about the strategy is the bottom-up strategy, where the local users themselves, they identify various components of water aspects that they want to see in their area. On the 31st of March 2016, the strategy was officially launched by the DGOC as part of starting that process, as part of enabling the catchment management strategy to function. All different people, whether they're young and old, all sorts of water users, including the local government, were also there. The other thing that we'll be doing this year as part of our function is to provide comments on land use planning and rezoning applications. Comments come from the BGSMA have been very, very useful insofar as the land reform program is concerned. In the past, we have seen areas where there was land given to the communities, but there was no water available. With the involvement of the city, we now can provide comments at the times to see that special development planning is being introduced without any coordination with water. We are now providing those comments. I think at the local level, the local authorities and the local municipalities, they do see the value of such an organization instead of working hand in hand in ensuring what is happening. I think the other aspect of water resource management is part of our study focus area. We need to ensure that all water users in our area have proper registration. But water registration is key, and to lead to that one is to ensure that the validation and verification exercise that tells us how much water that is being used and how much water is left for development. Because we want to promote a very aggressive redress initiative, but we also need to know if we promote that aggressive redress initiative, how much of that water is available that can be put aside for BE entities. And that is this part of what we do. I must also emphasize that we don't work alone, we work with all the municipalities, mainly with the South African Local Government Association, who really, really become part and parcel of our initiative because they believe in it, and it is a good initiative that promotes the localization of water resources at the local level. The other one is the normal one of the local protection, where we are put, we shall continue to invest with the island hearing along the riverine zone, firstly to ensure that water quality improves, but also to ensure that the sustainability of our quality of water continues to be the benefit that we want it to avoid. Under the Institutional Stakeholder Relations Program, as part of our initiatives,
we normally say the future of our resources lies in our feet, which can be said into the cemetery, where we go out to our local, to our learners, and empower them with issues of water resource management, so that they become part and parcel of become A of saving water. I think it's quite important. The other thing that I want to emphasize on is having in an environment where water is not always there, we have invested in the provision of rainwater harvesting tanks so that communities can benefit from this harvesting tanks, mainly for food gardening, and this is an exercise that helps directly to the current drought that we are facing. And importantly, we do not work in isolation. We try for all possible means to complement what is already in the ground. For example, in the area like Zilbrak has been, which is part of our area, Zilbrak has been identified as one of the rural nodes in the Western Cape. So some of our projects are already there, so that the impact on the ground can be felt. On the underwater allocation form, we are working all our way out to ensure that the resource poor farmers or medium farmers get all the maximum support that they deserve in order to run successful enterprises, but also to ensure that they are part and parcel in the management of water resources, because the system is about the localization of water resource management. The information system, as I said earlier on, we are in 2028, we're investing in IT in order to continue to be effective to the country. We're going to roll out that system, which is more reliable and more accurate in the number of ways such as gathering information, but also running the business, because we now have the main office in Kota and certain offices with positions and jobs. And for us to run those things, we need to invest in this, in the IT systems, and that we are doing jointly with the department. We also have a number of water-related programs. That's one of the initial questions of the survey is to promote and encourage participation of water users. Hence, there will be water-related bodies that will perform in our area. And that we are going to maintain.
I think these are some of the initiatives that we are doing, and we are actively involved with a number of farmers starting from the research area, where we are clearing up the streets, and there are some other projects that we are also providing inputs insofar as the water access is concerned. I think in a government, and one of our areas to ensure that we eliminate this, we also improve our internal controls in order to continue to add value to the delivery of the service. And over the years, we have been getting unqualified audit reports, which means our systems are sound, but also, even in terms of our performance information system, which has been audited, I think our aim is to be 100% compliant with all the requirements of the business. I think, how do we achieve all of that? We have put budget, which is on page 7, and that budget clearly states a growing organization. You could see that there seems to be an increase in certain elements. Those increase are largely because we're now running two offices, and the staff complement over the years has increased. And in order to provide services, we need to ensure that we've got adequate skills and capacity within the institution. And the total budget that we put aside is 47.8 million rand. That will make us do the work that we need to do. I think the most important part is the monitoring of the resources, where we put the quality monitoring points. That's also another element that costs money, but they're not only cost money, such things happen between us and the local authorities and all other water users in our area. I think in summary, in an overview, that's what we are presenting, which is contained in our annual performance plan, which is also informed by the strategic plan as part of our I think I would conclude that for now. Yes. Yes, I think now that I'm pitching the last one. What's the one now?
If you can give us this newsletter, because we don't have anything to talk about. We want to talk about what culture is doing. If you can have this newsletter, that message among us. You request from Maja, we use our email address, so that we can have, we see how our friends can use it. I wanted to speak about us as a portfolio committee, that we are nearer us. But we cannot, I think you the chairperson has spoken about it, but I think I should exercise what you are going to do. That you are near us. It's not that we are visiting the fires, the Eastern Cape, and so forth, but we don't go to you. We must come to you so that we can see, and then we are able to even tell us what your development and good practices are. It was such a coincidence.
In my ATP, I can't agree with you. Because if you say you are going to process the water use application, then you put them in percentage form, it becomes very difficult to measure the number of parts to go over time. I can't agree. You see, if it was a project, we say that the first quarter of the project will be at 15%. I would agree, but these are projects. So, yes, I can't agree with this. And I can't understand the thing. You say, it's an EPP. You arrive here without the department check on it. I can't agree. When you say this, when you say 8%, 8%, why are those 8%? The time where you say things on the licenses. Yeah, I can't agree. Those targets are not again. Because I will not know actually in terms of the number. As to which those percentages are referring to. If there are 500, you see, at some point you said 600. If that is 100%, then fine. Then you'll be able to say by the first quarter you will do 150. That is your 20% or 25%. In terms of percentage, it's going to be very difficult. Even if you come for the second, I mean for the third quarter, and you give us support, we'll not be able to know as to how far have you gone in terms of achieving the recovery. So, I have a problem with the
thanks. Thank you. We had only two questions on the
situation and all the time that government that puts in place. But what we get on the content about the honorable Macomber saying 80%, 100%, that comes down and after the meeting, and we got an asked to add what it is, what is that. So I'm hoping the honorable Macomber to do it. That raises a real concern. But in terms of also the record that was written, whatever we are looking for, we know the department are. The ministers have money from the president in terms of addressing the issues that were facing the state of the national health. And we hope that the department are the implementers of those issues. But when we get presentation, we don't get the issues that were raised that if we are saying we are going to help the farmers, we are going to help the farmers and so forth, we don't get those issues. We just get the plans and the targets. That, you know, when you went, you are not proud to say, we promised to do this last time, we managed to get it, and now we are taking it further to this one. Just present, and then you go and debate for your budget to be increased or to do what that is all about what you are doing, but you don't get what we have done last year in our 80s, and we take it from day to day. There's nothing again. I think Shelly only has two questions. One if you have something to say.
Only one area for me that is of concern is the water that is being used illegally by the farmers. The farmers to their own customers. It's in serious matters. But it is the area that we are operating. That's the three purpose.
Thank you very much, Chair. I think some of the questions were that we have some gaps in the question further. Regarding the newsletter, we welcome the open invitation to the collective because that's the instrument we're using to communicate with all of our fellows in our team. It has been a very important effort to connect us to the communities. Regarding the target, I do share the concerns because if you see a percentage, you know what important percentage. But I can provide an explanation. Where the issue demand driven, it's always difficult to know how many of those will come forward. Hence, we strive to deal with every credit that comes back. For example, if that particular area will save at credit applications, hotels, licenses, and all of them report to all the information, our aim is to deal with them 100%. We need to deal with all of them. But when we do not have that control, however control, we specify the numbers. In this instance, we're 80% because it's largely demand driven. We don't know by the end of the financial year how many who would be using. But I do share your concern. Perhaps something that we need to reflect on and see moving forward in the next plan, how do we take forward. And then insofar as the assistance that we're giving to the communities, we do have a number of projects such as the food banks in various communities, but also promoting tunnel agriculture, mainly in schools that are mainly in the historical advantage environment, because we have seen that those gardens, they also assist schools to provide food for those communities. So we are also involved with a number of women's forums, again on issues of food gardening, but also on issues of mitigating the effect of the drought. At times we also provide the rainwater housing tanks. Having gone through a process, I mentioned that we collaborate with various government departments such as the rural in the area that has been identified in the rural north. In terms of those areas across to the state of the national affairs, we try by all possible means to integrate them in planning
And then if you look at that document, it also identifies areas that we align to, such as the National Development Plan and government outcomes and so on and so forth. So being a public entity, our role, we understand this mean we are entering a sense of delivery. The interconnectedness of people simply means we need to understand what has been happening nationally and translate it and tackle it on the ground. That's what we need to do. In relation to the illegal water use, we are aware about some of the cases, and then not all of them, but it is a process that we act upon. Some of them we are going through court cases jointly with the department, and then in some instances we manage to resolve the matter. This one is one of the areas that we are investigating, and then the intention is to take whoever is involved but if the matter continues.
I wanted just to accept responsibility, and Mr. Honorable Nkoda is correct. We have long ago agreed in this committee that we will not be putting percentages to the problem. We will fix the targets, the numbers, and show actual numbers and how we are able to deal with flood water. So I accept responsibility for that. Illegal water use, there is whatever cases are reported to us, we deal with them in terms of our enforcement units together working in collaboration with the capital management agency, and we'd like to bring a consolidated report. Last year we had planned to release our first annual report for compliance monitoring and enforcement. But in the light of the untimely death of our colleague, the late Michael Adams, we deferred the release of the report, so we will be releasing the report as soon as it's probably in May. We have time to find the date for the launch of that. But I think the issue of illegal water use and the cases that the chairperson cited, my teams from the Western Cape were down. I'm supposed to be getting a report from them tomorrow. We'll be happy to share the report with the chairperson on how we are dealing with the illegal parties. Thank you.
Thank
you. Are we done?
Yes.
Maybe just a quick one of the numbers. I'm not sure whether there's any significance on the part of this. There on board members, only being mentioned there is a figure that costs a few seconds. And given the situation that the available is in, that figure of R1 million, if you can be on that.
I think I lost the CFO to take it back.
Thank you, Chair. And this was in the process of investigation due to the new benefits that we received to the minister, so we didn't have exactly how much is going to cost us the board. But we had a prepaid group of people previously, and then recently last year that came out with the new benefits from the minister to educate the money. So this is just an estimation. So, during the time also, how much our expenses will be paid for that. Or that being paid monthly instead of the monthly, so that we achieve the equality.
How we manage this is a certain process. We have had a similar experience with the market. My understanding is that we don't have a monthly retainer or statement for any person, clearly non-executive. I don't understand how it works. But my knowledge of governance is first, you know, being part of any of the board. You are usually paid in accordance with your past tender of a city. What if your board members do not accept? You pay. Is that game?
No.
Can I take to provide a comprehensive explanation and fix the situation? I agree with you that non-attendance doesn't merit to justify the thing. The section that I quoted from earlier on deals with this whole thing, so can I come back to say that we will fix the situation, that the principle of if you don't attend the meeting, you will not be remunerated. That's a firm principle. That's a good governance principle entrenched across the world. But this new national treasury construction or thing seems to be creating some problems. So let us come back with the full explanation of how we're going to implement it on the proviso that we will not be paying important members if they're not. It was a limitation exercise that the national treasury was brought to. Maybe we can apply to come back
to. Okay. We think your father is a guilty. We shall read that feedback. The very last that we have before us. Attendance number before our patient. It has been a long day indeed. We are coming back again tomorrow at 9:30. Where, Maria?
Okay.
We are coming back tomorrow at M201. And that is now at the master building. Of course, we have a
no, it's
in
the general.
And
it's quite a man.
Okay, thanks for that. Eva, your comment is it? Singh has indicated that he sort of come up with a positive for some branches or insofar as issues concerned. Also, some of the mentions are the emails that was asking the problems.
I think time being 24 minutes past the 5, that time that we are done has around 10, and it is indeed a 10 minutes.
So,
I can see a
One more.